Well, hello and welcome to another Today's Health Update, a radio show dedicated to the truth. Jesus said in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 32, that you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Well, if you believe that, and I certainly do, then it's imperative that you remember the opposite of that. A lie that you believe will hold you in bondage. This program really is about freedom. It is about helping you make better decisions. Decisions that will help you live a better, more fulfilling life. And in the process, maybe you can then help other people. We're so blessed to live in the greatest nation that's ever existed on earth. A nation that has set more people free and improved the quality of life for people all over the world than any other society in history. I challenge you to prove me wrong. That's right. If you hear me say something that you believe is not truthful, then do your research to find out. That's called studying to show thyself approved. This has often been called the fastest 30 minutes on the radio. For that reason, please remember, you can listen to any of my programs anytime you wish by going to www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com. Then scroll down to the microphone and click on it and select the title you wish to hear again. Please contact us by going to that website or calling 256-757-0660. That number again is 256-757-0660. Call that number if you'd like to discuss a diagnosis from your doctor, especially if you'd like to learn how to support your health naturally instead of taking prescription drugs that have so many side effects. From the beginning, we have dedicated our whole history to making America healthy, one person at a time. The only question left is, would you be next? Well, hello everyone. Welcome to another Today's Health Update. Of course, you're listening to Roy Williams, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation, and man, am I ever locked and loaded today. You need to grab hold of your chairs, maybe put your seatbelt on, because we're going to fly through some things that you've got to know. Why? Because this is Freedom Friday. And you know what we do on Freedom Fridays? We talk about the things that are necessary for you to know if you want to maintain the freedoms that we have had most of our lives here in the United States of America. Of course, if you listen to these radio shows regularly, you know that I have explained that we lost most of our freedoms over the last 150 years. I mean, Edward Mendelhaus is just one example of a system he set up through the Federal Reserve, the Jekyll Island meeting, to take away all of our freedoms. Remember, they set up a QV account for you when you were born. If you were born, for instance, before 1975, they put $860,000 in a trust that they borrowed from the International Monetary Fund. And of course, it was to help prop up government so government could rebuild cities and, you know, make things happen. It was a good idea. The problem is they never told or informed the public that they were using our money, mine and your money. They were borrowing against your life, your breath, and they did it. If you were born after 1975, they put $1 million in your QV account. And what do? They take that money and they trade it on the stock market and in other places. They've been averaging earning about 44% a year. If you are over 30 years of age, you've probably got hundreds of millions. If you're over 50 years of age, you probably got billions of dollars in that account, but you're not getting to use any of it. As a matter of fact, if you've ever bought a house or a car and you signed a note with a bank or a financial institution to borrow the money, the day you borrowed the money, the amount that it took to buy that house, it was a $500,000 house, they took it from your QV, from that trust that you've got, paid that note off immediately, and every payment you've made since then to pay it back, every payment is strictly money that goes through the financial institutions as a fee for managing the account. It's evil. It's absolute evil on every level. The U.S. government are, at this point in time in our lives, are involved in pedophilia. They're involved in child trafficking. They're involved in sex trafficking, and they're using our money to make these things happen. So today's loaded. I hope you're ready to get on board, have a good ride, learn as much as you can. Why? Because Jesus told us, book of John chapter 8, verse 32, that you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I also want to remind you, too, that we are involved right now in putting two meetings together. The next one's going to be in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. It is coming up real soon. I'm going to cover that in detail so you can write it down. So get ready to write it down so you'll know what's going on. So the one that I want to talk to you about today is going to be absolutely ready to roll on July the 11th. That's Tuesday, July the 11th. Write that down. It is going to be in Huntsville. It's going to be at the place called Health Unlimited. Dr. Dwight Rice and his crew are going to all be there. It is going to be exciting. There's so much you're going to learn about natural health, so much you're going to learn about how to live to your genetic potential without disease, how to avoid taking drugs, why you cannot trust the pharmaceutical industry, and for the most part, the medical profession. Why? Because they're controlled by the pharmaceutical industry, and all they're wanting to do is treat your symptoms instead of solving problems for disease. You're also going to learn about an incredible new product called Xanthomist. It's come out. It is the old version, only in a better form of mangosteen. Originally called Zango. Remember that fruit juice that everybody loved? It changed so many people's lives. It improved their health. It gave them energy. That helped with type 2 diabetes. That supported those with arthritis to help ease pain. So you want to attend this meeting. Why? Because it's free. It costs you nothing. I'll be there. I will be talking to everybody. And all you got to do is go to 1407 North Memorial Parkway, Suite 14. That's 1407 North Memorial Parkway, Suite 14. That's Health Unlimited. And it will start at 6:30. And I'm telling you, it's going to be exciting. Health Unlimited, 1407 North Memorial Parkway, Suite 14. Of course, we give you a number to start and end of each show. You can call us to get more information. So plan to attend that. I'm telling you, it's going to be great. You're going to be glad you did. Now, let's talk about some things that we have got to get to the American public. If you're hearing something on the national media, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, even Fox News now, if you're hearing anything on there, it is probably a bald-faced lie. It is one of these situations in history where the Bible is fulfilling itself, where it tells you that everything, toward the end of days, it tells us that everything that was once recognized as right will be looked upon as if it's wrong, and everything that was once wrong will be looked upon as if it was right. It's happening right before our eyes, and you know how they do these things, like eating an elephant. They feed it to you one bite at a time, until you're so full of it that you begin to believe it. Remember, even Hitler himself says, tell a lie, tell it often, tell it loud, and before you know it, the public will believe it. That's where we're at. Don't believe a word they say. It's to the point now that, right now they're trying to convince you that Donald Trump is the problem. Donald Trump is not the problem. Can you not remember when he was president? When he was president, I want you to think back, all you people that think he's mean and he's ugly and he's arrogant. Maybe he is a little arrogant. I can't deny that. Aren't we all to some degree? But you know what? Everything the man told us he was going to do when he was running for president, he did it. Every single thing that he promised happened. The economy got better. Interest rates went down. Inflation went down. The national debt went down. He closed the borders. He built the military and made us once again so powerful that we had the respect of every nation on earth. Listen to me, folks. You better remember, if they're telling you these things about what Donald Trump they're saying is doing now and why they're putting these people, putting him under arrest and all this stuff, isn't it interesting that they arrested the man, so to speak? They went to the deposition or whatever it was. Isn't it interesting? He didn't have to put any money down to stay out of prison. He didn't have to be handcuffed. They didn't march him off. And none of that happened. They're lying to you. It is a setup to convince you that he's not the right man to run this country. And they're so scared of Donald Trump. Why? Because he is one of those people that does what he says he's going to do. And I'm going to tell you the truth. God, I believe with all my heart, is behind this man who never drank, never used drugs. He set such a good example. You ought to see the video of him with their youngest son and some of the things he teaches him. Pay attention. Check people out. Don't trust the media. Donald Trump right now is asking us to look and notice. He says, have you noticed the huge rise in chronic childhood diseases? You got to hear him talk about that. He's given us a glimpse of what he's going to do when he's president. I mean, he points out, he says, all these medications they've created, all these surgeries they do, all these vaccines they're giving. He says, yet children are dying left and right. Please watch the videos online of all these people just falling over dead. Some of them within minutes to hours to just a few days after they brag about getting the vaccine, just fall over dead. Then watch the one of the autopsies being done. It is absolutely amazing. These morticians are pulling blood clots from the main artery in the neck, and they're showing it as they pull them out of these cadavers, out of these people that are dead, and they're showing these things can be anywhere from 16 inches, 3 foot long, and they're killing people, and they're tying it all directly to the vaccines. You got to pay attention. Now, if you've already been vaccinated, there are things you can do like nattokinase. There are things you can do like taking relief that can help your body function more normally. So, you know, there's things you can do. Don't get scared, but understand, I'm going to tell you like it is right now. With what I've seen about the vaccines, I would never take a vaccine in my entire life for any reason. I don't believe any of them have ever worked. As a matter of fact, there's a scientist out there right now saying he's gone back and even looked at polio vaccines and all those vaccines that was going on when we were children. And by the way, if you're my age, when I was a child, there was only two or three vaccines for children. Now there's anywhere from 15 to 25 of them, according to what state you live in. And what are they doing? They're making it so if you want your child to go through public school, if you want your child in public school, you got to have proof of their vaccinations. Well, listen to what's coming. Right now, the World Health Organization, the CDC, the FDA, they're all backing this new artificial intelligence to give everybody a certificate. Listen to this. If you want to travel anywhere in the United States or in the world, because they've already done this in Europe, and they're testing it to be used on a worldwide scale. Listen to me. They want to set it up so that you've got to have proof, a certificate of proof of your vaccinations before you can travel. Now, y'all, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Listen, if they get that through, it won't be long till they'll attach to buy food to it. You'll have to have a certificate. Why? Well, it's to protect the public. We got to protect the people that are vaccinated against the people that aren't vaccinated. Well, if you're vaccinated, why do you have to protect yourself against somebody that's not vaccinated? Folks, think this through. It is a system of stealing your freedoms, and this is Freedom Friday. They want to scare you so bad that you will let them take away your freedoms in the name of protecting the public. Do you want to travel? Do you want to be able to buy groceries? Do you want a job? Think it through. They're about to set it up. They're going to do it. That's another reason you want to go to these meetings. That one in Huntsville I was just telling you about. These are the kinds of things you're going to get to hear from. But Big Pharma depends, listen, on being able to fool the public. They lie to the public. Remember, Big Pharma, FDA, a lot of these Luciferian organizations are attached to Satan. And listen, if it's from Satan, it's always a lie. Have you ever noticed in the Bible when Satan fooled people like, Adam and Eve in the garden? He quoted enough scripture that it sounded like he says what God said, but if you notice on the end, he twists it and makes it into a lie. He did the same thing to Jesus. He tried the same tactic when Jesus was, out in the wilderness and he had not eaten for 40 days and 40 nights. Can you imagine how vulnerable he was at that time, being flesh? Because he was flesh and blood just as sure as you and I are. That was God in the flesh. But you notice Satan quoted scripture to try to trick God himself, Jesus Christ. And what did Christ do? He turned it back on him because why? He knew the Word of God. If you don't know the Word of God, plan on listening to Monday schools on these great radio stations. I teach the Word of God chapter by chapter, verse by verse. The Bible says study to show yourself approved. How do you do that? You read His Word. You want to make God happy? Read His Word. But get ready. Big Pharma, it's like Donald Trump said, they're holding America hostage. They're stealing our money. They'll never cure another disease because the money's not in cures. The money is in treating the symptoms of disease. And here's what's really sad about that. If you want to stay free, you better listen to this. Now that they figured out how to treat the symptoms of disease and keep stringing you along and keeping you alive so they get more and more money out of you, the longer they can get you to live even though you're not feeling good, you're dragging. The drugs like cholesterol drugs are giving you muscle wasting disease, destroying your muscles in your body. Even though those drugs are maybe causing high blood pressure, they keep wanting you on them. Why? Because that's how they make their money. So what are they doing now? They're making up names of new diseases to trick you, to get you to go to your doctor and ask them to prescribe you that drug. It is a shameful thing they're doing. All right, listen to me. Pay attention to what they do to Trump. They go after Trump while completely ignoring all the evil things that Joe and Hunter Biden have done. Now, isn't it interesting? Donald Trump, they say that he stole or took all these documents illegally. It wasn't illegal. Donald Trump had access to everything, and he can declassify any information he wants to. He has that power. All presidents have always had that power. Yet they're attacking him on that, saying that he did something. Well, Hillary Clinton actually took a hammer and destroyed evidence, computer evidence. Did they arrest her? Did they prosecute her? Did they do any of those things? No. They've got enough evidence on Joe and Hunter Biden. They've taken at least, this is the minimum, a $5 million from our arch enemy, China. And they can prove that. Are there any charges on them? It's what I was telling you a while ago. Anything they blame Trump for or accuse him of doing, that's what they're doing. That's the way Satan works. Evil people do evil things and then point the finger at everybody around them that they're the ones doing it. That's how it works. Have you ever known somebody like that? Well, all you got to do is look at the government. That's what's happening. Now, why are they doing these things? Well, just follow the money. Just follow the money. I mean, they're lying about all kinds of things, and how do they destroy people's character? Accuse them of pedophilia. Well, what's Hunter Biden been doing? What is Joe Biden? Don't even hide it. Watch how he treats little children. It's sinful. They're evil. It's just pure evil, folks. Stay aware. Know what's happening. Pay attention. It boils down to this. Jesus said, you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. It will. Truth is a force of nature. In other words, God set it up that way. All these lies are going to come to light. Believe me, the Bible also says that be sure your sins will find you out. Well, they're coming, and you're going to find out all the sins that's being committed, especially by those highest-ranking officials in our federal government, states, and local governments. You're going to find out. Even DeSantos. Oh, I know some of you like him. You better pay attention. The only reason a man is where he's at today is because Trump backed him, because he lied to Trump and then turned around and stabbed Trump in the back and continues to do so. And now he's running against him. You better watch that man. He knows that government money, in other words, taxpayer dollars, are being used right there in Florida for pedophilia rings, for sex trafficking. He admitted it, and yet he's doing nothing about it. Don't trust that man. The truth will come out. The truth is a force of nature. Everything they accuse Trump of is what they are doing. I'm talking about they're using the FBI, the CIA, the FDA, the IRS, the Child Protective Services, DHR. Did you know you're going to find out that I'm right about this? I believe that Child Protective Services and DHR are being paid with taxpayer dollars to see how many children they can take from parents, move them into foster homes, and then sell them into sex trafficking rinks. And in the worst case scenarios, you're going to find out they're taking them and organ harvesting them. You heard me right. As disgusting as that sounds, we're in a situation where there's so much money in harvesting organs that they're willing to sacrifice children. Now, read your Bible. Go all the way back to Moloch in the Bible. Go all the way back to Baal. These were evil, evil entities. Now, when I say entities, they only have power if people believe in them. But they'd get so many people following them that they actually talked them into and made them believe that the best thing they could do to please the gods was to sacrifice their own children. And people did it. They did it. Well, what do you think's happening in America today? What do you think's happening around the world today? Why do you think that Satan is involved in abortion and has always been involved? Those children are being sacrificed, and it don't look that way on the surface, and oh, they made it legal. Hey, just because something's made legal don't make it right. You better remember something. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you are involved in evil things and you think that if enough people get behind it and do it, God will change his mind, you have lost your mind. God's not going to change his mind. I know people out there are saying that it's okay to be homosexual. It's okay to be a lesbian. It's okay to do these things. Well, say that all you want. I want to see that argument you have with God one day. In your days coming, you will face that judgment day, and you'll have to give account for what you do and what you believe and why you believed it. And you know what? Some of you are going to just automatically blame it. Blame it on what? Somebody else around you. Well, they taught me. They told me it was okay. They told me it wasn't against the law. It may not be against man's law, but you better look and see what's right and what's wrong in God's law. You know what's interesting about God? He always keeps his word. I've followed him all the way through history. It's called the Holy Bible. And you watch everything that God said was going to happen, happened. Every single time. So don't think you're going to fool him. Don't think you're going to get around it. And that's what we've got to do in America today. You and me, we have got to move back into the presence of God. We've got to get back into the Bible. We've got to get back into doing the things the way we did when this country was founded. And God blessed us so much that we became the most powerful nation on earth in the shortest time ever in history of any country. And we did it because God put his blessings upon us. Why? Because in God we trust. And our founding fathers, in the first 150 years after that, they truly believed it. It was taught in schools. We said prayer in schools. We were church-going people. We were studying the Word of God. We wanted to do what pleased our Creator. Today, they're trying to convince you that there's not even a creator. They're trying to convince you of the Big Bang Theory, that there was a big stone out in outer space that was spinning faster and faster and faster and blew up. And all the planets and all the stars and everything in heaven was formed right then. Does it take more faith to believe that or to believe that God created the heavens and the earth, placed them exactly where he wanted them in a orderly fashion so that even to this day, the earth still spins, the sun still shines, we can measure our time. Why? Because God is that good. Put your faith in God, not in man. All right. You know, if the there's so much that I could talk to you about today, but I'm trying to be particular because it is the shortest 30 minutes on the radio after all. But if the national media is for something, if they're promoting it, pushing it like vaccines, like a particular political person, if they're pushing it, you need to avoid it. You need to go the other direction. You should probably be completely against it. That's why I wouldn't take the vaccine. I'll never take a vaccine. I took one when I was a child. That was the polio vaccine where they gave you a sugar cube and you just let it dissolve in your mouth. And I wished I had never done that one. Listen, they're already proving that polio was on its way out, that the human immune system had already developed its defenses, and yet they played on that as though the vaccines worked. Don't believe a word of it. Have you noticed how much military is being moved all around the country? You may be getting reports of it on your phones or on your media, or you know they'll show pictures of long lines of trains carrying military equipment. Could something be coming? I'm telling you right now, there is what we call the Great Awakening, and it is taking place right now. Are you prepared? Yes, right now we're being tested to see who we're going to follow. Are we going to follow man, or are we going to follow God? Now, I want to end this with some verses of scripture today. I want you to think about Revelation chapter 3, verses 9 and 10, where God warned us about these days. He says, "Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved you." Now, what's he saying here? They're part of the synagogue of Satan. They're his followers. They claim to be Christians. They claim to be Christ people, but they're liars. Verse 10 says, "Because thou hast kept my word." Who? Those of us that keep his word. He says, "Of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth." So you don't have to worry. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you're ready. All temptation's coming. But Christ protects us. He keeps us from the hour of temptation. Why? Because we've got the mark of Christ in our forehead. What is that? We believe the Word of God. I hope you do too. Folks, I appreciate you listening to today's health update. Spread the word. Tell other people to listen. Plan to come to that meeting on the 27th in Huntsville. Until next time, may God bless all of us with abundant health. Thank you for listening to today's health update. If you liked what you heard and wish to hear it again, or if you'd like to share it with someone you know, then remember that it is as simple as going to www.nhcherbs.com. That web address again is www.nhcherbs.com. Scroll down and click on the microphone and choose the title that you wish to hear. You could also go by NHC Herb Shop in Killen, Herbs and More in Athens, or Reflections in Lawrenceburg. If you heard about something you liked and would like to learn more or to order, remember, go to that same website or call 256-757-0660. That number again is 256-757-0660. Remember, when you use the website or call, use the promo code Today's Health Update at checkout and receive a 20% discount off our regular retail prices. That's a 20% savings when you use Today's Health Update at checkout. We'll teach you how to support your health, doing it God's way, using His creations, instead of man's way using his concoctions. Until next time, may God bless you with abundant health.